Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
There's been plenty happening on and off the track in the last few weeks. We had jockey Jeff Penza have a fall back at Queanbeyan on October 28. Jeff suffered a fractured leg in that fall at Queanbeyan, and I texted him last night and said, "How are you going, Jeff?" And he responded by telling me that he'd only the day before on Melbourne Cup Day had undergone a second operation. Greg Burke is his racing manager, and I thought, I know there's a legion of our listeners and people around the racing industry would love to know how Jeff Penza is going. Morning to you, Greg.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. I was just saying, our audience, as you came online there, I texted him last night, Jeff, and unbeknownst to me, he'd just come through a second operation.
Yeah, that's right. We're very lucky that there were no neck or head injuries. I believe the skull cap was shattered. We'll probably have to wait for the steward's report to come out to see what really happened. But he had an operation yesterday on his lower leg, the tibia, and they put rods in yesterday. It was his second operation. His first one was in Woden Hospital last Tuesday. Look, he's in good spirits, Andrew, in this difficult time.
Yeah, look, I can understand that. I was unaware that he was going to undergo a second one so soon, but obviously the doctors are keen while he's in hospital to try and improve things for him in the short term.
Absolutely, and I'd just like to thank Tony Crisafi from the Jockeys Association. He rang me about 15 minutes after the fall, which was very important. I had John Scores trackside about 10 minutes after the fall. He gave me the full report, and that enabled me to ring Michelle's wife to let her know that everything was fine. And then Tony followed up, and he said he'll get the best support from Mr. Duckworth. The full injuries, he's got two broken ribs. He has a shoulder injury. It may need surgery, Andrew.
Right.
At the moment, he's in Norwest Private, Baulkham Hills. Look, he's in good spirits. I'm getting regular updates from his wife every day. And Jeff would like to thank all the people that have rung me and rung Jeff, seeing how he is. He's a very popular jockey, Andrew.
Yeah, I know. There's no doubt about that. You see, Jeff, when you do your previews, particularly on a Saturday for me with Kembla and Newcastle and those, that he is a regular rider for Godolphin, and I think that tells us how they rate Jeff Penza.
Absolutely. James has been there from the last 5-6 years. I think before that John O'Shea supported him. But the past 10 seasons, he rides that in about 1,000 races a year, Andrew, and he won the New South Wales State Premiership in 15-16. He rides 100 winners nearly every
regularly.
Season. But look, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. It's down his left side. So I can keep your listeners up to date at different stages through it.
Yeah, no, we will for sure. We want to remind ourselves of these jockeys. They suffer injuries, and sometimes we do forget them. But he's very popular. Are the doctors saying a time frame on how long he could be out, Greg?
Now the Dr. Duckworth says around 6 months.
Okay, righto. Well, they're severe injuries, and he's just got to let it mend. He's going to be frustrated, but he's just got to let it mend, isn't he?
Absolutely. It's a dangerous sport. I've managed Jeff for 18 years now, and it's probably the worst one. I think the previous injury was about 3 years ago. He was out for 3 months. He had a horse kicking in the winner's stall at Kembla.
Yeah.
But it's a dangerous sport. It can happen any time.
Yeah. No, well, mate, All I can say is, Greg, that there are an abundance of punters and listeners to us right now that would be saying good luck to you, Jeff, because you've helped us over and over with the punting side of things. And we do most sincerely wish him the best. I don't know whether he's listening or can listen or whether you can pass it on to him. But certainly from our listeners, mate, we wish him the best. And we'll certainly stay in contact with you, Greg, along the road to see how recovery is, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Thanks for your time, mate. Thank you.